Forgiveness, according to Matthew, in the parable of forgiving 70 times 7. Today the teaching is about getting along in church and in life, and we need not only to seek, but also to grant forgiveness. The psalmist tells us from chapter 32, "Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." People seem to try to do as little as possible, including granting forgiveness, and so the question becomes, when is enough enough? How many times do I have to forgive someone for stabbing me in the back? How many times must I hear the rumors and false accusations brought against me before I give up? Enough is enough. I can't forgive anymore. I've had it with the constant murmuring and bickering. Why can't people just get along? Why can't we just forgive each other and move on? Will forgiveness change us? Or will we just go back to our sinful ways? Will I be an enabler if I simply say, "Oh, it's okay," when it truly is not okay? Will my forgiveness help, and will your willingness to forgive me help you? What is forgiveness anyway? Forgiveness opens the future that the past has closed off. Let me say that again. Forgiveness opens the future that the past has closed off, thus changing behavior of the one whom has experienced the failure, to open a new future to both the victim and the perpetrator. In the story of the slave and the first slave owner, the slave was in debt beyond the years he would even live, not to mention to have the ability to pay back what he owed. The slave owner demanded payment, and the slave falls to his knees and begs forgiveness. This slave asked for patience as he tries to pay back the 150,000 years of labor that he owes. The slave was forgiven and freed by the forgiving first slave owner, knowing he could never pay back or live long enough to pay it back. The disciples begin to ask Jesus about granting forgiveness to their brothers or sisters that ask for forgiveness. 7 times, is that enough? Jesus tells us to go and talk to the person in order to reconcile and heal the broken relationship. When we cannot forgive, we need to turn it over to God and ask for forgiveness ourselves. Living with the anger of the past or bitterness of the hurt we feel from an unforgiven sin will eat us up. We will end up in our own hell on earth if we never resolve the issue. God decides when enough is enough, not us. Jesus says, dying on the cross and raising from the grave is enough only because he does it for us. Will you die for your brother or sister? Can we go to our sister or brother and tell them what has happened so we can resolve the issue and begin a new future in a good relationship? God sent Jesus to us to open the gate to forgiveness for all those who have sinned against God and each other. Jesus is enough for us all and has already forgiven us for the broken relationship between God and God's creation. Amen. Let us pray. Forgiving God, as you encouraged your people to forgive, you modeled forgiveness by releasing us from our bondage to sin. Help us to forgive others so that we might live in harmony with all your children. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who is the open gate of our salvation. Amen.